Welcome to the second part of our meditation series. My name is Nicole, and I am here to support you on your journey towards wellness. Let's start by getting in a comfortable position. You may sit or lie down, whatever feels best for your body right now. There are no specific right or wrong rules for your meditation today. We are going to start by taking a very deep breath. Like we did last time, I want you to inhale through your nose deeply. Now hold your breath and count to five. Release. Release all the air inside of you. Make a whoosh sound as you exhale. Whoosh. Whoosh. Let's repeat that a few more times together. As you lie here in this comfortable position, feeling the air moving in and out of your lungs, I want you to start thinking about the body you live in. What thoughts first come up? What sensations do you notice? Some of these thoughts may be harsh or negative. They might even be quite cruel. We often move through our days feeling like our bodies are the enemy, like they are something we need to desperately conquer instead of love. I invite you to spend a moment noticing how it feels to think negatively about your body. Whatever thoughts arise right now, accept them. They are yours. They come from somewhere deep inside of you. Let's take another deep breath. Thoughts can feel so powerful, so definitive and real. But thoughts are just perspective. They are entirely subjective, a reaction to years of conditioned experience or negative programming. Let's spend a moment together reflecting on how your body has taken care of you. What gifts has your body given you? What freedom does your body enable you to have? How does your body work for you throughout the day? Let's spend a moment reflecting on some gratitude for what your body has and continues to do. We're going to move down the body. Let's start with the brain, the powerhouse of your entire being, the part that's responsible for emotions, for actions, for decision-making, for language, for everything that essentially makes you, you. Please tell your brain, thank you for letting me think. Now let's move down to the eyes. Think about all the sights you enjoy seeing, the faces of loved ones that fill you with happiness. Visualize a beautiful sunset right now. Look at all those vibrant colors. Tell your eyes, thank you for letting me see. Now let's move down to the ears. Think about the music you enjoy listening to, the sounds that bring you pleasure and joy. Stop here for a moment and imagine the birds chirping happily outside. Tell your ears, thank you for letting me hear. Now the mouth. Think about all those conversations you've had, all the ways you've been able to connect and express yourself. Tell your mouth, thank you for letting me talk. Now, down to the heart. Think about the heart working for you, how it pumps blood and keeps you alive and functioning. Tell your heart, thank you for keeping me alive. Now let's move to your arms. Think about the hugs you've enjoyed, the way you've been able to carry things and move your body. Imagine yourself tightly hugging someone you really love right now. And then tell your arms, thank you for letting me love others. Let's travel down to your legs and feet. Think about all the places they've taken you to, how they may let you walk and dance and swim, and whatever other activities you may enjoy. Imagine walking through a beautiful park right now, right next to a calm lake. Tell your legs and feet, thank you for transporting me. Let's take a few more deep breaths right here. And as you are breathing deeply, feeling your body move up and down, let yourself stay in some gratitude. Your body is magnificent. It is one of a kind, a miracle. You are alive, you are in this moment, and your body works every second of every single day to take care of you. Your body loves you unconditionally. It wants to protect you at all costs. Can you spend a moment apologizing to your body for how you may have talked to it? For how you have criticized or shamed its efforts? Tell your body right now that you recognize its hard work, that you recognize it just wants to protect you. It's okay if this feels a little unnatural right now. Meditation and positive self-talk can sometimes feel strange, awkward even, and that's why we're going to keep practicing this skill. As always, I want you to accept yourself for where you are right now. And as we conclude this meditation practice, I invite you to spend the day thinking about all the gifts your body brings.